Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You thought it was the end of the mask mandate, but the Democrats came around and said, hey, you're not free, buddy. You don't get to breathe clean air. By the way, don't you know carbon emissions are killing the planet and we're taking all your money during this COVID pandemic? So we say, we're taking all your money to fight climate change because of carbon emissions, but we're making you breathe in your own carbon emissions with a mask. I mean, folks, if this isn't total clown world, if this isn't the most insane time to ever be alive in human history, I really don't know what is. I mean, this is total insanity. Carbon emissions are killing the planet, so we're going to take all the money from the COVID pandemic that was supposed to go to you because we starved you out and now you can't pay your rent. But no, we're going to take that to fight climate change. Somehow, some piece of paper is going to fight climate change. But the climate change is happening because of you, and you exhale carbon into the atmosphere. But we want to put a mask on your face so that you can suck in all your carbon emissions. This is actually the world that we're supposed to be living in, and they expect us not to go insane or ask questions. But they think we're all stupid. See, here's what I realized today. Actually, I realized this the other day, but this is true. The age-old question, is a liberal dumber than a rock? Is a modern-day liberal dumber than a rock? The answer is yes, because a rock is neutral. A rock is not wrong. A rock is just an inanimate object. A liberal is actually wrong about everything. So that's like a negative on the scale. So a rock is at least neutral as intelligence. A rock has neutral intelligence. A liberal has negative intelligence. So yes, liberals are dumber than rocks. Science. But the Texas Attorney General here, thank God, and we'll see if Abbott comes through or not. I'm not holding my breath, but he's saying that they're looking into every avenue possible to stop the mayor, Steve Adler of Austin, from forcing us to wear masks. And again, it's some health expert that nobody here's ever heard of, Mark Escott, who just says, well, we'll decide when you can take the mask off. And so I'm going to go to this now. I'll double back to it later. But here's the real danger here. Texas HB3. In fact, oh, my gosh, I'm so inundated. There's rallies happening at the Texas Capitol today at 1 and tomorrow at 1 fighting back against this. Obviously, I'm here in studio. I can't be there. Otherwise, I would. And we're just a little tight staffed right now with everything. So. Just if people want to know, at the state capitol the next 2 days at 1 o'clock at the state capitol. So today and tomorrow there will be patriots gathering to fight back against this, stand up against Mayor Adler and others. You want to take part in that. But Texas HB3, they signed this, folks, forget about it. But it's the same thing where, so it's the pandemic emergency provisions. And they say, oh, during a pandemic, we can force inoculate you. We can make you wear a mask. We can shut down your business, all this stuff. So they never actually had the law before, so it was all illegal. So now they actually have signed the bill so that when they do it again, they can say, no, this is law. Texas HB3 should not pass. But it's the same thing. Well, what qualifies as a pandemic? If there's an increase in the death ratio of, say, 5%, does that? No, they just decide. They just decide. Oh, if they say there's a pandemic, then there's a pandemic. Oh, I don't see any possible danger there. Oh, that'll be just fine, I'm sure. By the way, Governor Newsom of California just said that they're never going back to normal. How would you like to wake up to that news? By the way, slave, we're not freeing you anytime soon. By the way, once again, a liberal is dumber than a rock. Stop. Carbon emissions, they're killing the planet. I'm not even kidding you. I have the UN document right here where they literally say the biggest thing about coming out of this pandemic is stopping climate change and pollution. It's right here. This was a story my crew brought me today. I didn't even have this intel myself. The number one thing about COVID-19 for the UN Build Back Better agenda is tackling climate change and stopping pollution. Well, okay. Climate change is caused, they claim, by carbon emissions, yet they want you to breathe in your carbon emissions all day. And now look at this. Let's talk about pollution. Philippines coral reef covered with face masks. Guess what? I was driving around Austin today, face masks everywhere. I have face masks somehow in my backyard that's totally fenced in. I have face masks floating around my little cul-de-sac. So, oh wow, we're using COVID to stop pollution and stop carbon emissions as it forces you to breathe in carbon and pollutes the planet.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So congratulations, liberals. You want to stop pollution? You've polluted the planet with your worthless face masks. You want to stop carbon emissions? Save the planet for humans, right? But you're making humans breathe in carbon emissions in their face mask. Boy, you liberals are really dumber than a box of rocks, aren't you? Literally, you are. It's amazing, isn't it? It's really an accomplishment to be dumber than a box of rocks. So, congratulations, libtards. You wanted to stop pollution. Instead, you polluted the planet worse than ever before with your worthless masks. And congratulations, libtards. You wanted to stop carbon emissions, so you're now making humans breathe in their own carbon emissions 24/7. I mean, great job, guys. We should really put you in charge. We should really put you guys in charge. I'm sure the planet would be much better off in your hands. Yeah, I'm sure you could run our lives a lot better. Yeah, uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah, that's what we need, uh-huh. Mm. It's just like, it's just common sense stuff. Look at every major American city. Except for a few, but they're going the same way as the rest, like Nashville, Tennessee. Look at every major American city that has been run by Democrats for the last 50 years. What do you find? The most dangerous cities in America, some in the world. And you see homelessness, poverty, obesity, filth, and disgust. And it's all Democrat Party politics. It's all liberals. That's just the fact of the matter. And so, I'm not up here as a divisive figure, believe me. But the will and the instinct to tell the truth overwhelms the will and the instinct to just try to not be divisive. I don't even know what else he would say there. But no. Hey, I'm sorry if there's a liberal tuned into this that feels upset with what I'm saying, but I'm just telling you the truth, okay? You're not even a liberal. You're a brainwashed pawn of the New World Order. And if you cannot see your own insanity with just the two things right now. Oh, we want to stop pollution for COVID. Well, your masks are polluting the planet. Oh, we want to stop carbon emissions, really, by making me breathe in carbon all day long. How do these people live like this? How do they believe any of this? Probably because they're not getting their brain force from InfoWarsStore.com. It's the only hope maybe that they have. Save a liberal from being dumber than a box of rocks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get them some Brain Force Plus exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, the big sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 50% off. And folks, you see what InfoWars does. You see the intrepid adventure we're on together. You see Alex Jones working every day. You see the great crew we have here working every day. That's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, you see the censorship continuing. You see the book burning. You see the Internet censorship, all of it continuing. And so we're able to operate only because you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what this comes down to. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is every morning for me. Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning for me. Read all the great reviews. Look at the ingredients there. Get your vitamins and minerals every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about free shipping store-wide and all the other great specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So, yes, yes, your mask is polluting the planet. You couldn't walk 100 yards in the city limits of Austin and not see a discarded mask on the ground. Look at this. They're floating into our studio here. We can't even keep the trash out of our studio. Where did that come from? I don't know. We don't wear masks around here, so just liberal garbage just floating into our studio, once again, polluting the planet. Thanks a lot, libs. Dumber than rocks. It's just true. Sorry to say. I'm just going to tell the truth here. Unlike Fauci. But see, this is their science. And I've got a clip coming up. But I want to give you context. This is their science now. Did you know that they're banning Isaac Newton from the education system because he's white? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We don't call them Newton's laws anymore. We call them three fundamental laws of physics to decenter whiteness. So don't you see? That's science now. If it's a white guy that does science, then don't mention his name. But somehow Fauci gets to go on TV all the time. Now, here's an interesting interview that Fauci had on CNN. He was asked about the science. He was asked about the science with the vaccine and traveling and getting back to normal. And, well, let's see what Fauci had to say about the science.
You know, from the Biden administration that they say it will make its decisions based on science. What's the science behind not saying it's safe for people who have been vaccinated, received two doses, to travel?
You know, that's a very good question, John. And the CDC is carefully heading in that direction. You know, when Dr. Walensky made the announcement a day or two ago.
Who?
About the fact that when you have a couple of people, two or three or more people in a family setting, both of whom are vaccinated, even if it's someone from another, a friend, it doesn't have to be a member of the family. That was the first in a multi-step process that they are going to be rolling out. They're being careful, understandably. They want to get science. They want to get data. And then when you don't have the data and you don't have the actual evidence, then you've got to make a judgment call. And I think that's what you're going to be seeing in the next weeks. You're going to see little by little
science.
More and more guidelines getting
call.
People to be more and more flexible.
And it's a judgment call. Get them off the screen.
Of this,
so it's a judgment call for Fauci. It's a judgment call for some doctor you've never heard of. And what are they talking about? Your activity in your own home. He says it in the interview. Well, if you're in your home, you know, if you're vaccinated, maybe you can have a friend over. Maybe you can have family dinner. If you're vaccinated, maybe. That's a judgment call because we don't have the science. And they have the thing on the screen there. Oh, 100 million vaccines have been administered. Yay. Well, where the hell is the science? Where the hell is the data? We do have some of the data, actually. At least 900 people have died after getting the vaccine. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to talk about the data. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to talk about the science. But imagine that rat bastard, that big pharmaceutical whore, that New World Order piece of filth. Anthony Fauci goes on CNN to talk about what you can or can't do in your house. The nerve, the gall. The aggression. That guy should be completely rejected and repudiated by society, by civilization. The fact he's still going on TV tells you how lost this planet is. This guy shouldn't even be able to show his face in public. This guy said millions of Americans would be dead from COVID. He hasn't said one thing right. He hasn't said one thing accurate about this thing. Except about the masks, which then, of course, he retracted. He said, yeah, don't wear a mask. It doesn't do anything. Oh, now he wants you to wear two masks. And put one on your butt, too. Stop the fecal matter from getting out. He'll say that next. He'll go to, just like in the during the AIDS pandemic, he used to go to all the gay bathhouses to try to get AIDS. Yeah. To test AIDS. See how that was. This guy should not, he should be so publicly scorned and shamed. He should be so embarrassed. He shouldn't even be able to show his face in public, let alone on TV. But he goes on CNN and they tell you what you can do in your house. They tell you that you have to consume someone else's product that hasn't been tested and we know could be potentially deadly. Seriously, this is, these are levels of evil that we don't even want to face or comprehend. Because, see, we don't have that will. We don't have that lust. We don't have that desire. We don't have that satisfaction. We don't like lying to the people. We don't like deceiving people. That doesn't satisfy us. We like lifting people up. We like freedom. Not CNN, not Fauci. They hate freedom. They want to dominate you. These are evil, wicked, demonic-possessed people that want to inject you with a deadly...
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Was one that thought, I was never one that promoted it at least, and I didn't really believe it either, but I didn't think we'd see the return of Jesus or, you know, really see the final plays of Revelations. I'm beginning to get to that point. I mean, this is such insane clown world behavior at this point, and Fauci's still going on TV. People still wanting to wear masks. I mean, this is sick satanic stuff, man. And so, to me, it's been like more of an instinct to just like get on my knees and beg God just to spare me. Like, please, God, I'm not involved with these people. Please, God, I love humans. Please, God, I don't want to murder babies. Please, Lord, I don't want to poison people and kill them. Please, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. We've fallen, Lord. But there's that part of you that realizes your fate is tied to their fate in a way, at least in this dimension, in this life experience. That's why it's so frustrating. So, I don't know, maybe the move is to just get out to the hills and just beg for God's forgiveness about 20 hours a day and sleep for four. Or maybe there is one last fight for humanity. Maybe humanity will rise up again against these demons. Maybe humanity will struggle for its freedom once again. But man, oh man, when I see the look in that liberal's eyes with two masks on, looking at me like I'm some sort of dirtbag because I like to breathe clean air. And when I tell them, hey, you know, what was the percentage increase in death in 2020? And they don't have a damn clue. They don't even care. That's when you realize they're gone. They're no longer with God. They're no longer connected to this reality. They're no longer connected to their own mind, really. They're gone. They have no interest in being with humanity anymore. They don't even want control of their own destiny. They don't even have an instinct of prosperity. They've been, their souls have been stolen by Satan and the lies of the New World Order. We'll be continuing to update you. At least it's going to be an interesting story for me. What goes on in Texas here in Austin, as Ken Paxton is saying, I think they might sue Steve Adler. I'm hoping they do. I'd love to see that little coward who always hides when I go speak at city council. Now they just cancel all the city council things. I'd love to see that coward, Steve Adler, get sued for breaking the law. But see, it doesn't even matter because Steve Adler is just a little, he's just a little weasel. He's just a little virus of the New World Order. Ken Paxton really needs to be focusing on Texas HB3 pandemic emergency provisions that will then put in law that they can force inoculate us. That's what needs to be the main thing here. But hey, you know what? I don't like Adler. He's a total scumbag. He should be sued anyway. He needs to be removed from office. I don't know a single person in this town that likes Steve Adler. It's a weird thing how he gets reelected without any support. But hey, he hates freedom, so I guess that's popular these days. But let's move on. Continuing to look here at the dumber than rocks left of America. Mainstream newspapers team up to stalk anti-lockdown salon owner as she moves to new state. So this lady, Lindsey Graham is her name, ironically, in Salem, Oregon, owns a salon, and because the Oregon economy has been shut down, she decided to move her business after 12 years to Arizona. And of course, this, she really doesn't even have a choice. She can't even do business in Oregon. She can't even do business in Oregon. So she's like, well, I have to leave. There's nothing else I can do. So what do they do? Well, they don't like this. They don't like the slave leaving the plantation, do they? No, they don't. Liberals hate it when they don't control your life. Liberals hate it when they don't have you in shackles of fear or government. So they're stalking this lady now as she moves her business to Arizona. So, oh, you know, go make your own business. Go make your own this. Go do your own that. No, and then they follow you there and harass you there, too. You people are sick. I'm telling you, man, they're gone. The leftists in America, about 80% of them, I would say, because I know liberals are good people, and that's why I hate making these blanket statements, because it's not obviously true to say about all people, but, I mean, let's be honest, 80% of the left liberal progressives in this country, they're just gone, man. They're not even human anymore. And they don't even want to be human. That's what's so weird about it. Backlash after CNN reports CDC granting limited freedoms for vaccinated Americans. Oh, okay. So the vaccine doesn't work, but you still have to take it. The mask doesn't work, but you still have to wear it. And we may or may not give you your freedoms back if you comply with all this, but really we won't ever. Well, sounds great, man. Sounds like freedom and prosperity to me. Sounds like a slave ship. Oh, but the International Business Times is reporting today, or I guess it was last week, actually. I'm looking at the date. Oh, so probably more now. Over 900 dead after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. But experts say the data is misinterpreted. Oh. So that data is misinterpreted. You died within a week of taking the vaccine. That's misinterpreted. But the 500,000 COVID deaths or whatever that are 80% comorbidities, that data is not being misinterpreted, and it's definitely not intentional. No. There is no agenda here. There's no agenda to cover up the deadliness of these trial gene therapy vaccines. There's no agenda to fake a pandemic by boosting the numbers and by getting hospitals to comply with cash payouts. It's all on record. No. Austria did not suspend the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine batch after death. Oh, except they did. They did. Multiple deaths, by the way. Multiple. Safe and effective, though. School canceled after numerous teachers experienced negative side effects from the Moderna vaccine. Oh, that's being misinterpreted. Oh, that seizure you had? That stroke you had, that's just being misinterpreted. Oh, you can't lift your left arm? Oh, your face went completely numb? You're just misinterpreting that pain. That's misinterpreted. Oh, you went and got a shot, and then you had a seizure, and now you have Bell's palsy? You're just misinterpreting that. That's just a misinterpretation. And look at the hilarity here. This is sad. To know that the leftist liberals are teaching your kids, but I guess this has been the case for a while now. And these are such lazy bums. There are very few public schools where I think I would ever send my kid. Very, very few. Very, very few. Because there's good ones out there. There are. There definitely are. But boy, oh boy, the ones run by leftists and Democrats, you don't want your kids there. And so they don't even hide it anymore. L.A. Teachers Union members warned not to post vacation photos online. So while the teachers, this is hilarious, while the teachers are complaining because they don't want to go back to work, while they're saying it's too dangerous to go back to work, they're literally vacationing around the planet, and somebody leaks the text message thread, and they're like, guys, quit posting your vacation photos. We can't convince people that we're scared of a virus when we're all traveling around the world.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Well, that'll put you back where you need to be right there. Little rock and roll.
You know, I was thinking about doing this with the crew. We like to have some fun behind the scenes. Like, for example, we did an over-under. How much of the COVID stimulus would go to foreign nations? I think we said a trillion. It'd be over a trillion. I think that hit. I think it was over a trillion going to foreign nations. I almost want to do a new pool where we try to guess what's going to be canceled next. You know what I mean? Like, what is going to be canceled next? Of course, today, they have announced Disney Plus has removed Peter Pan, Dumbo, and other movies from their digital streaming service because of racism. And so, I saw this one coming. The crew could definitely notch that in my belt, but I'm thinking we as a crew, every time there's a big cancel purge like this, we should like Dr. Seuss was a big one. Okay, Peter Pan. I mean, where would you put your money on the next thing being canceled? They haven't really gone after music yet. But see, that feeling you get from rock and roll, that feeling you get from jazz, that feeling you get from music, they're going to have to cancel it somehow. And they'll make it so that you can only get, like, they'll, like, ban CDs or something. So it'll be just like, how this is why they want the movie theaters canceled, because the movie theater can decide what to screen. But if everything's digital, they have total control of what you see. So they're kind of going that way with music. But when do they start going after the music industry, I wonder? They have in the past. But they were not nearly as effective when they tried to shut down AC/DC or shut down Rammstein and some of these other people back in the day. Or hell, even some people tried to stop Nirvana from playing shows. And like, Kurt Cobain's like a huge leftist liberal. So, when will they start? They're going to start coming for music soon. You watch. And you know, we haven't had any real live concerts in a while either. So this is kind of like, I think they're going to start getting into music soon too, but because I was thinking there was a basketball player, an NBA basketball player, I guess he does live streams on the video game streaming sites, and he used a slur against Jewish people. It rhymes with tyke. But, you know, it's funny. So he got scolded and he lost all of his sponsorships because he's in a live stream playing a video game. And says a word that rhymes with tyke. But I'm curious, will you get canceled if you go and you rap at a show and you say something that rhymes with trigger? I'm just asking. Maybe. Maybe in the near future. There's no telling what the liberal left is going to cancel next. But there is. So that's why I'm thinking about starting a pool. So let's think about this, guys. Lady and the Tramp, definitely on the chopping block. Definitely on the chopping block for that one. The Siamese twins, and I believe there's probably some other racism in that movie, too. In fact, the whole notion, and then they're eating spaghetti. Isn't that in The Lady and the Tramp? That's probably bigoted against Italian somehow, or meatballs, or Cuomo. So, what will be canceled next? Looney Tunes cartoons? Hey, Bugs Bunny dressed in drag a couple times, so he may be okay. But Speedy Gonzalez? Andale, andale, arriba! Oh, whoa, oh, that's... We can't be having any of that now. Because I remember watching Speedy Gonzalez as a kid and thinking, wow, this must be what Mexicans are like. Not. I laughed because Speedy Gonzalez was funny. I liked Looney Tunes. I liked the orchestra. I liked the sound effects. It was funny. I liked the blowing ups and the explosions. Andale, andale, arriba! Oh, but it's racist. Look, he's got a Mexican sombrero on. Oh, my God. Oh. So what? Oh, look, oh, that's a crow with a head on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and he's hanging out with the Mexican stereotype mouse. Oh. Pepe Le Cuomo has been canceled. What are they going to come for next, man? So get your DVDs. Ladies and gentlemen, of all your favorite cartoons and all your favorite movies, because they are going to get canceled. And by the way, there's a very famous band. They had, I believe, a couple maybe platinum records. Mumford and Sons. This is so pathetic, though. Winston Marshall, a guitar player from Mumford and Sons. You may have heard of them. Very popular band. Well, the guitar player, Winston Marshall, ordered Andy Ngo's book, read the book, and then commented on the book, and he has now been canceled, attacked, ridiculed, and had to leave the band because he dare read Andy Ngo's book, and it was the Antifa mobs that came from. So, Antifa just burns cities to the ground, attacks police, burns police precincts, riots in Portland for months on end. And now they get to destroy your career if you go buy a book. But then, sadly, Winston Marshall, like a good cuck, apologizes for reading a book. I'm not even kidding you. How pathetic is that? Hey, bro, now you've lost everything. if you at least would have stood up for yourself, you would still have some integrity and a potential future. But now you've lost everything. They're not going to let you back in. You're never going to be back accepted by these people. Unless maybe you rape a kid or something, or talk about it like James Gunn. Then that's probably your only hope. But my guess is you're not the type of person. So apologizing was a big mistake for buying a book. For buying a book. He has to apologize. Pretty incredible. By the way, speaking of the Democrat terrorism, new DCCC chief technology officer called on followers to burn every cop precinct to the ground. You like that little ditty? And then, of course, you have her tweet here, Erica Joy. If cops kill me, the only way to sully my legacy is to not be out in the streets. Burn every cop precinct to the ground. This lady now runs the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Erica Joy Baker promotes burning police precincts to the ground. Remember when Antifa locked the police in their building and tried to burn it to the ground, too? That's literal, by legal definition, attempted murder. Not a single arrest was made. But as we speak right now, and you know, I have to tell you this. There's not many in media that actually know this feeling of sitting in a jail cell and rotting and feeling like a forgotten human. And so it breaks my heart. There are at least dozens of Trump supporters that are rotting in jails right now, and Democrat judges are refusing to release them because they're claiming they're violent insurrectionists, all because they were on Capitol grounds on January 6th. That's it. And they rot in jail cells, and they're told, well, you can get out once you've had trial. Folks, there are no trials happening. Nobody's having trial. My trial's been delayed over a year now. Think about that. So they're basically sentenced to jail for a undisclosed period of time, indefinitely. So, folks, the Democrats aren't coming to put us in gulags. They already are. They're just getting started. Why do you think they were emptying the jail cells for COVID? Because they're getting ready to put you in them. So I can't tell you, because not many people can relate to this, and believe me, it's not something you want to relate to. Sitting in a jail cell, rotting away, feeling like a forgotten person. If these people that are in there that didn't expect it, I guarantee you it's a depression that will change their entire physiology and outlook on life for many of them. And they sit and they rot in jail indefinitely because Democrat judges have called them insurrectionists and they can't get out of jail till their trial, which they don't have any trials because it's all shut down for COVID. But if you're Antifa, you can riot and loot and burn and destroy and try to murder police officers and you don't even get a visit from a cop.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Driving through the news today on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. We may be rejoined by Alex in the fourth hour. I'll be here nonetheless. We do have some interesting news developments here. I'm going to get to these coming up in a minute. But let me stay focused on some of this other news at hand that we have right now. Following up with what we told you about the new DCCC chief, the new Democrat chief that says burn all police precincts to the ground. That's the new head of the DCCC. You also have, this is hilarious to me, because if I didn't know any better, which I don't, I'd say that Michael Brown's family, his father specifically, wanted to use his death to enrich himself. Sounds like something a liberal would do, but I guess we don't want to make these assumptions. But boy, he continues to go on the news, Michael Brown's father, that is, and demand millions of dollars from Black Lives Matter. Bro, they used you. The Democrat Party doesn't give a damn about black people. And the big lie that cops are racist or that a racist cop killed your son was just that, a lie. Hands up, don't shoot, didn't happen. Now, I won't make any judgments about you as a father. I certainly could with the way your son behaved, but I won't. But boy, how does it look? Talk about having no shame. How does it look to come out as an activist or posture yourself as an activist, all of a sudden you're in your son's life again, to posture yourself as an activist after your son attacks a police officer and robs a convenience store, But then you come out and just demand money. You just want to have millions of dollars in your bank account. Boy, I think that says it all, doesn't it, folks? Doesn't it, folks? From Al Sharpton all the way down to where we're at now. It's what it's always been about. Money and power. And these leftist, liberal, Democrat, progressives will stop at nothing in their pursuit of money and power. And that's all they care about. So not a good look, supposedly an activist after your son's death. Not a good look to be demanding millions of dollars from Black Lives Matter. But, oh, you're surprised that Democrats used black people to fundraise for their party? Well, huh. I guess that makes you the fool. Because everybody knew that is exactly what they were going to do. And it's exactly what they did. And will continue to do for elections moving forward. By the way, the big lie of the Democrats and their media cohorts doesn't stop. All yesterday, headlines being pushed on your push notifications, on social media, on television, saying the trial of George Floyd's killer, and they all had that word in him, killer, 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 killer. That's propaganda. That's fake news. If I was Chauvin's lawyer, I would be suing every single person that published a headline saying killer. That's fake news. First of all, the case hasn't been decided yet. Second of all, we have the autopsy. There were no life-threatening injuries to George Floyd. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada. He did have two forms of fentanyl in him, and both in a deadly amount. He also had COVID and meth in his system. He died of a drug overdose, and now it's going to come out that he was actually doing drugs in the police vehicle. And it'll come out that he did a similar thing, I think it was in 2014. But see, this is what Black Lives Matter does, is they swoop in after a death of a black man that they can politicize and turn into a cause celeb and then raise millions of dollars. And then when the actual black activists who think they're the leaders of this, who are actually being used like pawns, like Michael Brown's father, don't get a cent of it, well, then they complain and they want their millions. Where are their millions? But again, that's when he's dropping the bag of meth out of his back pocket there. And then he was doing it in the police vehicle. All of the headlines yesterday on TV and in the mainstream news said George Floyd's killer. So they're basically already assuming guilt there and then twisting the public opinion. And Chauvin's lawyers aren't even savvy enough to push back against it. And then you saw all the jurors' testimony yesterday. Oh, I'm afraid to be in this case. I don't want my house to get burned down. Oh, I'm afraid to be in this case. I don't want to be a racist. So all the people that are actually like clear-headed and thinking people don't want to be involved in this case because they know that Black Lives Matter and Democrats are going to come burn their house to the ground if they say that George Floyd wasn't murdered. So this jury is going to be not good for Chauvin, and it's going to end up being a bunch of Democrats or people who are afraid that just say, yeah, he killed them because they don't want their house to get burned down, because we know that the Democrats like to dox people and then burn their houses down. These are the biggest terror. This is the biggest terror cell in the United States of America today. It's called the Democrat Party. They promote burning police precincts to the ground. They promote attacking police, maiming police, attacking American citizens, attacking white people. The Democrat Party is the biggest terror group in the United States of America. And that's why now that they've seized control of Washington, D.C. and Congress, they have set up their walls, their barriers, their barbed wire, and their armed guards. This is a terror group. The Democrat Party is a terror group. Terrorists. The very dictionary definition of terrorism is executed by the Democrats every single day. But that's why they projected onto you, so that when you call them out for what they are. They say, no, I already called you a terrorist. It doesn't matter that we burn churches to the ground. It doesn't matter that we fake hate crimes. It doesn't matter that we burn police precincts to the ground. It doesn't matter that we injure thousands of police officers. It doesn't matter that we burn entire cities to the ground. It doesn't matter that we attack our political opposition and throw them in jail. None of that matters. No, it does matter. The Democrat Party is the biggest domestic terror group in the United States of America, bar none. And here's some of the stuff that they allow. Mexican drug cartels and human smugglers tag asylum-seeking migrants with plastic-covered wristbands. Mexican drug cartels and human smugglers tag asylum-seeking migrants to the U.S. with $500 colored wristbands that look like hospital bracelets to keep track of their movements. Yeah, this is, I mean, folks, this is serious stuff. This is serious criminal behavior happening at the southern border, all endorsed by Biden. So, it's just incredible. This is what we're dealing with. But hey, you know what? Michelle Obama just got introduced and inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. So, a big step for men today. They can now get into the Women's Hall of Fame. So, congratulations to Big Mike, the first man to ever be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. I'd like to see that DNA test. I think that monstrosity beast should prove that she's actually a woman. But, of course, these days it doesn't matter. A man is a woman except when they don't want it to be. So it's just the liberal mind is just broke, folks. It's broken. It's broken. The liberal brain has been completely broken. All right. We are now through 2 hours of the Alex Jones transmission. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the only way we are on air is thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most popular things at InfoWarsStore.com, one of the most highly rated top sellers, is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's been out of stock. We have it back in stock. We're dealing with some supply chain issues from the fake pandemic, all by design to collapse the global economy, bring in the world government. But we've got Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 50% off right now. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it while it lasts, ladies and gentlemen. Get it while it lasts. I know I just got myself a couple of Vitamin Mineral Fusions just to make sure that we don't run out again at my house. Don't forget about the new sleep aid, Down and Out. The new sleep aid, Down and Out at InfoWarsStore.com. It'll put you down and out. That's also on sale. We have free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 3 days left to take advantage of that. So get your emergency food, get your air filters, get your water filters, get those heavy items, or just get your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com in the next 3 days before free shipping store-wide is exhausted. All right, the third hour of the Alex Jones Show commences in 90 seconds.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.